Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on modernizing judiciary with artificial intelligence. The participants are Ashish Kumar Pandey, advocate, Supreme Court, and Ramya, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Insights. Today, we are discussing a development that could reshape the way justice is delivered in India, the use of artificial intelligence in our judicial system. In recent times, AI tools are now being integrated into court processes to assist with tasks like transcription of hearings, translation of judgments into multiple languages, legal research support, and case management. Importantly, the judiciary has clarified that AI is being used as a support system, not as a substitute for judges. To shed more light on how this could impact court proceedings in India and what does this really mean for lawyers, litigants, and the future of justice in India, we have with us in the Akashvani studio, advocate Ashish Pandey. Ashish, thank you for joining Akashvani.
It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So, Ashish, can you explain in simple terms how AI is currently being used in Indian courts? We already have digital courts. E-courts Phase 3 talks about a shift from digital courts to smart courts. Can you elaborate on how this impacts the working of the legal dispensation system?
That's a very important distinction which you are pointing out. When we talk about digital courts, so technically it's been almost two decades since we have adopted the digitization of Indian justice delivery system. We have court websites, we can check cause lists, we can access judgments and orders. Even post-COVID, you have seen that lawyers are appearing through video conferencing. So the kind of that basic use of digital infrastructure was already in place. But what has happened post-COVID, now the entire world is looking at this new tool, artificial intelligence. So it's very important to discuss how the AI is going to impact already digitized Indian justice delivery system. You see, when we say that before digitization, there were paper files. If you want to file a case, you have to prepare papers and you have to file it manually before the registry, and the registry will check if there is any deficiency or lacunas, then the matter will be placed before the court. Post digitization, everything has been converted into data. Paper files have been converted into PDF files.
Yeah.
So now we have PDF files, we have digital records. Now the question is, what do we do with those digital records? Should we access those digital records manually and then again apply our mind and everything starts from the very beginning? The only difference is that instead of having a paper file, we have a screen where a data is there. Now with the advancement in technology, we have artificial intelligence. So now there is a clear opportunity where we can apply artificial intelligence to analyze the data, and then the analysis should be to the effect that it ensures that there is efficiency in justice delivery system, access to justice in a better way is happening in the country. So this is the challenge before our policymakers, then how to adopt artificial intelligence where already digitized data can be used in a meaningful way.
Absolutely.
What is going to happen is smart, already digitized file, how the data is there, how to smartly apply artificial intelligence so that the judges, lawyers, or litigants have better access to the justice delivery system. Millions of cases are pending before our court.
So, undoubtedly, it will save so much time.
So much time. If we can structure those cases, more judges are in a much better position to understand what cases are before them, the priority, how those cases are being heard in the court. If there are any red flags in those cases, procedural difficulties are there, those can be sorted out before the file reaches on the desk. So these kind of things, obviously, we think that with the adoption of AI, there will be a great help.
So as AI is in the nascent stage, there are also tools like Supace and Legra, which are being trialed. So can you describe what they do and how useful they are for legal research?
Very good question. Both the tools you mentioned are being used by judiciary.
Can you elaborate first for people who don't know?
See, when a file is before the judges, obviously, the judges also have to do their research. They have to read files. They have to contextualize that what questions are involved, legal questions are involved, what are the facts. They have to prepare their notes. When we talk about these tools are AI-based, machine learning-based tools. And these tools are helping judges in identifying, in contextualizing cases, in preparing notes so that they are better prepared when they come to the court.
So, Ashish, under eCourts Phase 3, the judiciary aims to create a unified technology platform that links courts, litigants, and other stakeholders in a largely paperless environment. So, what concrete changes will an ordinary litigant or an under trial actually experience because of this platform that they would not see in a merely digitized court?
You see, our practical experience is that most of the cases are not delayed because there is any problem, judges are not there, lawyers are not there. That problem remains. But you will find that the most of the cases are delayed because there are technical lacunas in those files. Okay. Let's say one particular affidavit was required to be filed with particular petition, that affidavit is missing. Mm-hmm. If the numbering is not proper, if the indexing is not proper, and now efforts are being made that when registries are adopting a system where these kind of technical shortcomings can be flagged at the earliest, so that crucial time can be saved. If the file is not properly prepared, then that obviously hampers the justice delivery system. And when we talk about integrated justice delivery system, integrated file management system, let me give you an example. In criminal justice delivery system, there are multiple stakeholders. Accused is there, victim is there, courts are there, lawyers are there, then the investigating agencies are there. And let me differentiate between investigating agencies and jail authorities as well. So suppose a person who is accused of a crime, who has been arrested, investigating agencies are investigating the matter and preparing charge sheet. The person is behind the bar, judicial custody, and the matter is listed before the court. So on the face of it, you will see that only the litigants are before the court. Every instance of delay which is being caused may be due to this interaction between the litigant, lawyers and the court.
Correct.
But this may not be the complete reality. You will find that at the time, because multiple stakeholders are involved. So the delay is not only because of the merits of the case. The delay is also there because how the file is moving, how the documents are moving within the system. From investigating agencies to the court, from lawyers to the court. So n number of bottlenecks are there. So when we have integrated justice delivery system, that facilitates a process where everything is integrated. Within this system, we also have a concept that one data, one entry. There should not be duplication of data. There should not be multiple channels where same thing is being repeated and unnecessarily wasting the time of resources. So if a data is entered, it is accessed to all the stakeholders. Obviously, there are checks and balances. This particular adoption of integrated justice delivery system has somehow enabled where such small instances which were causing delay in justice delivery system, is somehow we are in the position to tackle it.
Truly something which is encouraging, as people who always feel that justice always gets delayed, and now we have a tool which can help us get justice, if in many ways a little bit faster than what we expect. And that brings me to another question. So there is an aspect of AI that is in the legal and justice system that needs clarity, and that is the AI-enabled systems like Nyay Shruti and eSakshya, which support virtual appearances, digital recording of evidence, and better audio-visual documentation of trials. So how do these tools change evidentiary reliability and transparency, and do they meaningfully help poor or rural litigants, or mainly those who are already well-connected?
A very important question. It goes to the core of the issue, that
yes,
why delay is taking place. When we have these digital tools for recording of evidence and other processes, we have already discussed using these tools, the bottleneck which was causing delay in court proceedings is somehow removed. Another direct benefit is once a document or evidence has been recorded through audio-visual mode, we have a digital record that cannot be altered in normal way. Let's, for the sake of argument, consider that is preserved. If audio-visual recording of evidence is allowed, a person who was required on a particular date before the court, somehow, for any reason, he is not in the position to appear on that date. Otherwise, a date could have been wasted entirely.
Correct.
Now, when we have high-speed internet in our country, we have digital infrastructure. So why not to use these things for the betterment of justice delivery system?
Absolutely.
Why not to use these things where even a person who's in the remotest village of the country can access justice?
Absolutely.
And physical distance should not become a barrier for accessing justice.
I also feel for the safety of the witnesses. Many witnesses are threatened into silence.
Absolutely, absolutely right. But then there are challenges.
Okay.
Technology is a tool. Obviously, how we are using it, many things depend on this particular question, that how we are going to, because a recording is there. In criminal cases, you will find that identities are involved, your fingerprints Correct. Are involved, Correct. Many identity related documents are involved. And when the digital data is there, how to safeguard that digital data?
Correct.
We also have this Digital Data Protection Act.
Yeah.
So with technology adoption, there are challenges. If challenges are there, that should not stop us from using technology.
Right.
The only question is how to improve our systems, how to ensure that guardrails are there so that the systems are being used in a particular manner. We are also talking about blockchains and many technologies are there. How to adopt those technologies so that the data which is being generated by using these systems is safe, secure and tamper-proof.
Absolutely. So as a practicing lawyer, have you seen cases where a person has relied on AI for anything and there has been a mistake?
Recently, I mean, Delhi High Court had an occasion to deal with such a case. I won't say that it was, the pleadings were factually incorrect, but the conclusions which were argued before the court were driven from ChatGPT.
Okay.
But Honorable Delhi High Court categorically said that judicial discretion cannot be replaced by any algorithmic system. So kind of system we adopting in India is we are using technology for the betterment of processes, not for how to decide the cases. The processes will obviously supported by the AI will enable the judges, humans, to exercise the discretion and then the justice will be delivered.
So have you also used any of these tools in your...
Oh yes. We are using pro versions of AI tools.
Okay.
But let me be very clear, we don't use it for drafting final petition.
Right,
obviously,
right.
We start with the basic search. Obviously, we have our own court files,
right.
Judgment files. You can connect these systems to your particular folder. Now, new versions of this pro versions of various GPTs allow you to connect to your files. You can inference on the basis of your own documents. So that's how we use it, especially in the field of corporate law. You will find that the document review has become very easy task.
Okay. One last question before we conclude. The multilingual translation of judgments was flagged as a major benefit of AI. So how big a barrier was language for ordinary litigants before this?
This is the best use of technology which I can see currently, which is happening in the country. We are a country of 1.5 billion people, right? We are a country where every 100 kilometer language changes. And at the local level, you will find that judicial work is happening in local language. In district courts, you will find if a district court is there in Tamil Nadu, that obviously that happening is local language. In Andhra, we have different system. In Gujarat, we have different system.
Right.
Northeast different and in Delhi different. So when the matter reaches the stage of High Court or Supreme Court, so somehow there is a disconnect because the constitutional courts, language which we have in our constitutional courts is English. So a common litigant who's not very fluent in English, he cannot understand what is legalities are involved and everything. So if we can somehow adopt a system where obviously judgments are being delivered in English in Supreme Court, but somehow we are using artificial intelligence to generate a translated copy of the same judgment. If I'm not wrong, currently in 18 languages, the same copy is being generated. Now you see, the official copy, translated copy is available. Suppose if that copy is not there, you have mobile phone, you can simply take the copy, download a copy and ask any AI, what is there in this judgment? So you are not completely relying on your lawyer. No one can mislead you. At least you have basic idea what is happening in my case. So if you have basic information, you will take informed judgments.
So as India brings artificial intelligence into its courtrooms, it marks a decisive step towards a more efficient, accessible and transparent justice system. If guided with care and strong safeguards, this integration could redefine how justice is delivered. Faster, smarter and more inclusive for every citizen. Thank you, Ashish, for sharing your valuable insights with us today. Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on modernizing judiciary with artificial intelligence. The participants were Ashish Kumar Pandey, advocate, Supreme Court, and Ramya, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.